Chapter 61. And in those days, I saw that long cords were given to those messengers, and they took for themselves wings and flew, and went toward the north. And I asked the messenger, saying to him, "Why have they taken the cords and gone off?" And he said to me,
"They have gone off to measure."
And the messenger who went with me said to me,
"These will bring the measurements of the righteous ones and the ropes of the righteous ones to the righteous ones, so that they may rely on the name of the Lord of Spirits forever and ever. And the elect ones will begin to dwell with the elect ones. And these are the measurements which will be given to faith, and they will strengthen righteousness. And these measures will reveal all the secrets of the depths of the earth, and those who were destroyed by the desert, and those who were devoured by beasts, and those who were devoured by the fish of the sea, so that they may return and rely on the day of the elect one. For no one will be destroyed in the presence of the Lord of Spirits, and none can be destroyed."
And all who are in the heights of the heavens received a command, and power, and one voice, and one illumination like fire. And him, at the beginning, they blessed with their voice, and they exalted and glorified him with wisdom. And they were wise in speech and in the spirit of life. And the Lord of Spirits seated the elect one upon the throne of glory. And he will judge all the works of the holy ones in the heights of the heavens. And he will weigh their deeds in the balance. And when he will lift up his face to judge their secret ways according to the word of the name of the Lord of Spirits, and their footsteps according to the way of the righteous judgment of the Lord of Spirits, they will all speak with one voice and bless and glorify and exalt and make holy the name of the Lord of Spirits. And he will summon all the host of the heavens and all the holy ones in the heights, and the host of the Lord, the cherubs, the seraphs, and the ophans, and all the messengers of power, and all the messengers of the dominions, and the elect one, and the other hosts who are on the land and over the water on that day. And they will raise one voice, and they will bless and glorify and exalt with the spirit of faith, and with the spirit of wisdom, and with a spirit of long-suffering, and with the spirit of mercy, and with the spirit of judgment and of peace, and with the spirit of goodness. And they will all say with one voice, "Blessed is he, and blessed be the name of the Lord of Spirits forever and ever." And all the watchers in the heights of the heavens will bless him. And all the holy ones who are in the heavens will bless him. And all the elect ones who dwell in the garden of life. And every spirit of light which is able to bless and glorify and exalt and make holy your blessed name. And all flesh which will exceedingly glorify and bless your name forever and ever. For great is the mercy of the Lord of Spirits, and he is slow to anger. And all his works and all his mighty acts, as many as he has done, He has revealed to the righteous ones and the elect ones, in the name of the Lord of Spirits.